isn't the biggest one you've been part of with this organization, but this is a group that at times the focus was questioned, attention to detail. Is this one of the more proud victories you've had as a New York Vic, just the ability to put a team away and handle business, I guess, in that way?
Yes.
So just that first quarter, for you guys to both ends, I think seven steals, three blocks, shooting, I think, like 76%. Just, is that about, I guess, what did you think of that performance? I almost went to a one-word question.
Yeah, I mean, the ball's going through the hoop. We were able to get stops, running shooters can get layups. It really came down to our defense. And it allowed us to play fast, allowed us to play on transition, and we made shots.
Jalen, does a performance like this almost show you what the ceiling can be for this group when you guys are all clicking?
Yeah. I think it's most importantly, it shows us what we're capable of defensively, and I think that's really important. We still have a long road to travel, and so staying locked in and just knowing what we're capable of is really important.
Jalen, when teams are in a series, the players often talk about like how the team they're playing has made them better, but Mike has talked about how the Hawks made the coaching staff better. What did some of the things that you saw from the coaching staff as the series developed to help put you guys in this position?
Yeah, I think I said this a couple of times. It was just kind of a chess match. They were going to make a move, and it was basically seeing how we were going to respond. And I think our coach and staff found a way to respond every single time. So it's a lot of credit to them and the preparation and everything. We just found a way.
Jalen, congratulations to you, man. Lifelong Knicks fan. Been through some terrible years, but you guys definitely bringing a lot of glory back to the city. Thank you for that. Real quick, outside of the playoffs, as a wrestling fan, what did you think of Roman winning that Mania and the Bloodline getting back together?
See, these are the questions I want to ask.
If I would have asked you that first, you would have killed me.
Well, you should have asked it first. Very excited. Very excited. I have a handshake with one of our trainers, and we acknowledge it before we begin. So,
Jalen, do you remember the last time you were part of a win that was this lopsided? Or a game, not a win.
I told Mikhail, yeah, it reminded me of something.
He brought that up as well.
Yep.
What do you think winning these three games back-to-back-to-back, biggest three straight wins in franchise postseason history, do for you guys as a team heading into the next round?
Honestly, nothing. It's something that we're going to flush and turn the page and get ready. Happy with the way you performed. It's time to turn the page and refocus up.
Jalen, Mike spoke about the offense changing midseason, and then he said the offense had to change again after game three. As a player, having to make these quick sort of turnarounds and adjustments, how difficult is that to sort of change the way you've been doing things and have to do it in such a high-pressure environment situation?
We've always told each other that we want to win. And that's most important. And so we said it a lot, but when it comes to decisions like this, it's about actions. So we understood what was at the task at hand, and we had to refocus up and do what we had to do and be on the same page.
Hey, Jalen, this is your fifth playoff series win since you got here. Before that, there were not many for the franchise. I'm just wondering, for you, how much time and energy do you put towards celebrating a series win at this point versus just moving on to the next?
Feel good about tonight and tomorrow. We will turn the page. It's good to celebrate the wins, but I mean, we can't just drag on. We got to refocus up. So I mean, wake up tomorrow. It's on to next.
Thank you.
couple more.
Jalen, in terms of Cat, this is his second triple double in the last three games. Just what are you seeing from him in terms of his playmaking, his willingness to accept that role, and how has that just, I guess, changed what you guys do offensively?
Like I said, it starts with, we've talked about a lot of things, but when it comes down to it, it's all about the actions. So he's played phenomenal. The way we've been able to trust each other, all of us, obviously including him, it's been great. And so we got to continue to build off that, and we're ready to go.
Jalen, Mike has said a couple times now that he feels like the Hawks kind of made you guys a better team during this series. I remember after the Detroit series last year, some of the guys on the team said similar stuff about the Pistons. I'm curious for your perspective on that and how you feel like these close series can make you a better team throughout.
Yeah, when you go through a playoff series and you find a way to win, you're moving on. You see where you're pushed. You see where you have to get better. And you build off that. And I think we found a way to build off, obviously, the two losses that we had. And even going back to game one, the way we finished that the fourth quarter was how we lost game two. And so win or lose is all about how you evolve and how you adjust to get better.
Last one.
Jalen, maybe to that point, just what it been like tonight show about this team and what it can do?
Honestly, nothing. No, we got to turn the page tomorrow and refocus up. I'm glad that we got the win, regardless if it was by 1 or 60 or whatever it was. But we got to refocus up.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Jalen.